USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warns that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control.
Information about the weaknesses in our system has spread quickly in Central America. In fact, they are advertised. And our booming economy under President Trump has made the dangerous journey even more attractive to migrants.
Nielsen was speaking in a House hearing. She also says there is a true emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border. New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, mostly students, are injured after a school bus crashed into a dump truck. There were snow showers in the area, so weather is believed to be a factor in the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. State Department is offering some guidance to some of the American media regarding Venezuelan leadership. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
A cockpit voice recorder recovered in the aftermath of a deadly crash of a Boeing 767 cargo jet that crashed just outside of Houston last month indicates it lost control about 17 seconds before the aircraft went down. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Three people were killed in the crash on the plane that was flown on behalf of Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senator Rand Paul is fed up with the longest war in U.S. history, and he's reaching across the aisle to bring American troops home from Afghanistan. The Kentucky Republican submitted legislation on Tuesday with Democrat Tom Udall of New Mexico that says U.S. forces have completed their mission after nearly two decades in Afghanistan. Senator Paul tells Fox News President Trump seems to be on his side regarding this issue.
The interesting thing is I've talked to the president dozens of times. I talked to him 2 days ago, and he says the exact same thing. He's consistent with me every time that he is going to be the president that's going to end these wars. Mm-hmm. And then I hear in the media that somebody else is trying to change or modify what he said. But he's always consistent with me. He thinks we've been at war too long in Afghanistan and that we need to maintain a presence where if enemies crop up, we could defeat them again, but that we shouldn't be doing nation building. And he gets as annoyed as I do with all the money we spend over there on hotels and gas stations and roads, bridges, schools, everything we're doing for them that we can't do for our own people here. I think the president would rather spend that money here at home.
Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and 40 days before Easter. It's also a day that many Christians will head to church and receive ashes on their forehead. And finally, President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is testifying behind closed doors once again on Capitol Hill. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.